welcome to release your wings. Are there any relationships in your life that you would like to transform? If so, you're in the right place. Because tonight we're going to be talking about transforming relationships. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'll be interviewing Shireen Chadha. And before we start, though, you may wish to think of a relationship that perhaps you'd like to transform. So, Shireen, let's start talking about the types of relationships people typically want to transform.
Usually romantic.
Romantic.
Or with their, recently I was talking to someone, and they said they would like to transform their relationship with their teenage son.
So everything would be okay if they would just change. Is that typically the place we start from on these things?
Yeah, or they would just kind of adjust to my needs.
So that brings up one of the questions is, are we ever co-conspirators in the bad relationships that we might be having or the uncomfortable relationships we might be having?
I don't want to get into if I'm really party to making it bad. But I do want all of our listeners to know that we can make it better.
We can
transform it. So we won't worry who made it bad, who didn't make it bad. We won't go there.
So we'll focus on what we want, not avoiding what we don't want.
Right. And so we'll just go into what is it that I can do right now to transform it.
So as we're thinking about a particular relationship then, what would be the first step in the transformation process?
My thought would be to transform our conversations.
Internal conversations or external?
External conversations with the person. And so if I transform my conversation, I transform my relationship. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed this all the time in my relationships. And when I mean transform my conversations, that let's say if I am interacting with this person for an hour a day, mm-hmm. that at least 75% of the time that the conversation is about generative things, that things that uplift both of us.
Ah, so you're focusing on what's good in your worlds together as opposed to what's wrong with the world that overlap. Good. Is there, you know, what popped in my head was sometimes people put on this saccharine sweet smile saying, I'm being pleasant with you, and you're not responding. Is that, you're not talking about that, I suspect.
No, to be authentic, but not to use that time as a means to vent or say bad things to the other person, but to more so to use that time to talk about that. It could be as simple as what they're grateful in their lives for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do with the other person. They could just start having a conversation. So today, tell me what you're grateful in your life for.
Uh-huh. Well, good, because that would make move it to a more positive state. Sometimes we need to, I would think, feel good inside or feel safe inside before approaching. If I say that, they'll just say, would be some of the internal conversation. How do we get to that gratitude point or that peaceful point before starting the generative
where point? I am.
Yeah.
I feel that there's one very important question we need to ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The important question is that my life shouldn't be so dependent on someone else. And so it's not like if my boyfriend doesn't smile at me today, my whole world goes down.
Right.
Or my son has come back, my teenage son has come back home from school and is really causing hell. So my world goes out the door. And so I have to ask myself this question, what true spiritual effort am I making for myself? And when I ask myself that question and when I answer it with the right actions, then it's very easy to segue into a good conversation with the other person.
So when we're doing these things and asking ourselves the right question, and the right question is how do I have a good relationship in this moment, I would think, rather than how do I get them to stop doing whatever. Is that right?
Right. You know, what am I really doing for myself? You know, am I meditating? Am I going to church? Am I, you know, reading the Bible? Whatever it is that their thing is, what am I doing for myself? And that, actually, you use that as a basis for the conversations. It becomes natural after a while.
So the peacefulness starts inside and then spreads outward. Is that right?
Right. And this is more a practical peacefulness. It's not just I'm sitting in meditation and it's happening, but it's more a practical peacefulness.
So let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me is sort of where we're going with this. Now, do we just overlook transgressions? Is that
I think so.
Just don't see them. Is that right?
There is a saying we use in the Brahma Kumaris, past is past.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep the past in the past, most times relationships really degrade because I keep bringing the past into the present. Oh, he did this or she did this 2 days ago, and I keep thinking about it and thinking about it. And so to really keep past in the past. And also people always say that, oh, it's not easy to forgive. But I feel if you forget, then it's easy to forgive.
So I've heard it said a lot of times you can forgive but don't forget. That's really not what you're saying. You're saying forgiveness has forgetting in it, otherwise you're just going back and rehashing the past.
Right. Past is past.
So unless you have a time machine, you can't go back except in your mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people hold on to grudges. I mean, there are people who haven't spoken to family members in years and years because of some real or imagined transgression way back when.
Yeah, you know, we have another saying in the Brahma Kumaris, and that is, don't give sorrow, don't take sorrow.
Ah.
And so, okay, people go around saying, but I didn't give any sorrow, but it's equally bad to take sorrow. And if I'm holding a grudge for, let's say, 10 years, then I'm really taking sorrow from that particular interaction that happened, that particular relationship that happened. And so I have to be very mindful of not taking sorrow.
So what's the time limit you give it? 10 years? No. 10 months? 10 weeks? 10 minutes?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Wow. So I can almost hear some people say, if I let it go that fast, then I lose all of my control. In other words, you know, how do I make them stop doing things? What's our answer to that?
I do want us to get to this point where I feel pure feelings for people, and also I feel neutral towards people. I know we need to have love, and it's important to have love, and we should have love. But when people are doing something, right, and I'm neutral, I feel that neutrality transforms the other person.
So when you're saying neutrality, does that mean I don't care what you do, or is that neutrality, it isn't as personal as it might seem on the surface?
I'm not taking sides.
Aha.
That I'm not taking my side. I'm not saying I'm right.
Right. Got it. Not right, of course. Got it. So within that, something you said some weeks ago really stuck with me, because when in a conflict of where differing opinions, your suggestion was, what you always do is, how quickly can I put a period on this sentence? And that's, I've been thinking about that for weeks now, saying, of course, arguing about politics or arguing about who's right, the real question is, how do I move out of this and put a period to this unhappy conversation?
Right. And people might think that they're losing control, but it's an illusion. Control being the illusion, that you're losing something is an illusion, because you're gaining, whether you're putting a period or you're being neutral or all of these things, or letting the past be the past, is what happens is, because of your transformation, everyone around you will transform.
So the need to be, quote, right, is really probably creating some of the problems that might be the cacophony within our lives.
Right, right. My suggestion is, don't worry whether they're right or you're right.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It's not even the point here. That who's right is not the point. The point is that I have to make this particular relationship as a source of joy in my life.
Got it.
And so if I want to make this particular relationship enough, if I want to have this enough to make this a source of joy in my life, then if they follow some of the suggestions we are giving, then it will happen.
Yeah. So this joyfulness then, this is an interesting thing, because that means we give up the attachments to what the joy must look like. In other words, they have to give me delight in the ways I want to be delighted, sort of moves away to how am I joyful in this very
Right.
Now, something you said a few moments ago that I think is important to go back and underscore, if one person transforms in the relationship, it does directly affect the other person's transformation.
It does. The other thing I've noticed is instead of going into a relationship thinking, what do I need, what can I get from them,
uh-huh.
I always have to ask myself this question, what will they receive from me?
Uh-huh.
And when they know that they're going to receive nothing but good wishes, pure feelings, patience,
yeah.
tolerance, all of that in this relationship, then it will move forward.
So our role isn't really to how do I get more of these things, it's how do I give more of these things. And so does that mean that some people are going to end up being takers and we're giving too much? Or will it really and truly transform the relationship if we're not doing it in a barter situation, but in a true from the heart situation?
I think we need to first take our focus away from other people
mm-hmm.
and put it on ourselves. And so if I am really asking myself the two important questions in
yeah.
transforming relationships is, what is it that I'm doing for myself, a spiritual effort,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is, what are people receiving from me? If I ask myself those two questions and I come up with the right answers, then automatically everything around me will be transformed. I don't need to worry that people are taking, they're taking too much. It's like the waterfall. People want to take a glass of water, they want to take a bucket of water. It's up to them.
There's more than enough when
yeah.
we come down to it.
Right.
So within the love of relationships, and I'm using it with a capital L, not just the simple, oh, I love you so much, I love you better than a hamburger. But within that, if we open ourselves up, then what I hear you saying is, if we open ourselves up to the grander universal God love, then there's way more than the pettiness of the moment.
You
left the toothpaste tube open or something like that.
Right. Interesting. The thought came when you talked about the cap of the toothpaste is that I have to ask. I need three qualities in a to start transforming relationships. One, the first one is patience. That there's a lot of power in patience.
Right.
And then the second one is tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever happens, it's okay. I am not going to be affected by other people's
right.
thing in my life. And that's tolerance. And the next one is contentment. That I have attained whatever I needed to attain. I don't need anything from anyone.
So the idea that I can be embarrassed by my kid's behavior or my mate's behavior or something, we can transcend that and then take some of the pressure that might create those disturbances in behavior
right.
patterns.
Right.
That sounds like also that we're giving up a lot of judgment of others when we're doing that.
Right.
Which might give up more judgment about ourselves. The admonition, judge not that you be judged. I've never met a person who was judgmental. They didn't feel judged all the time.
Right.
So within that, maybe the prime relationship to start dealing with is
the self.
With ourselves.
Yeah.
So then, I guess one of the tells, I hadn't thought about this till just now, is if we are in repeatedly the same bad relationship, it's just different people that are carrying that forth, we might ask ourselves, what's the common denominator?
Right. I would suggest for them to stop,
uh-huh.
not to make any physical changes, and to really start implementing some of the things we suggested,
mm-hmm.
like transforming conversations, transforming relationship with the self, all of those things, and you'll see how actually your patterns of relationship will change.
And probably some of that is noticing, start looking for the good things rather than the bad things in the relationship.
You know, and also that no one really can complete us. That I
yeah.
have everything I need. I should be content with my own self.
Mm-hmm.
If, it was one time you said this, actually, if I'm not content with what I have, what makes me think more of it will make me more happier?
Exactly.
And so to be really happy with what I have, what life has offered, and to really go from that space.
Absolutely. Good. Well, I hope this has helped some of us, some of you as well, to think, how do I make this relationship better? How do I transform it to something more loving and more nourishing? Thanks for joining us tonight. Good night.